BGMO OncoTalks, a podcast series that gives you regular updates on practice-changing news in the field of oncology.
During ASCO 2020, Dr. Egbert Smit, Professor of Pulmonary Medicine at the Netherlands Cancer Institute in Amsterdam, presented impressive data with the antibody-drug conjugate trastuzumab deruxtecan in patients with HER2-mutated non-small cell lung cancer. HER2 mutations are a rare finding in non-small cell lung cancer, occurring in only about 1 to 2% of patients. Nevertheless, given the proven track record of targeted therapies in patients with non-small cell lung cancer, there is a great interest in evaluating therapeutic strategies that specifically target this alteration. But before we move to these study results, let us first take a closer look at trastuzumab deruxtecan.
Trastuzumab deruxtecan is a antibody drug conjugate. The antibody has the same amino acid sequence as trastuzumab, well known in the treatment of breast cancer. The warhead is a deruxtecan derivative. So it is a topoisomerase 1 inhibitor. And this warhead and the antibody are linked by a tetrapeptide linker that is selectively cleaved into the tumor. So how the drug works is that the antibody binds to HER2 at the surface of the cell. Next, the entire complex is internalized, and then in the lysosome of the tumor, the peptide linker is cleaved, and then the topoisomerase 1 inhibitor is released and can then exert its cytotoxic action. There is a high payload to antibody ratio of approximately 8, so there are 8 molecules attached to one antibody. The cytotoxic compound has a very short half-life in the circulation, and also the linker is stable in the circulation, so there is actually very few molecules that are released during infusion in the circulation. So therefore, the systemic side effects of this treatment are very limited.
At ASCO 2020, you presented interim results of the DESTINY-Lung1 trial. Which hypothesis was tested in the study and which results did it yield?
So DESTINY-Lung1 is a two-cohort phase 2 study in which patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer, whose tumors either have overexpression of HER2 or a HER2 mutation. All these patients have failed standard of care treatments. So there are two cohorts, and one cohort consists of patients that have a HER2 overexpression, and one cohort encompasses patients that have HER2 mutations. And this latter cohort, the results of treatment with trastuzumab deruxtecan of the mutated cohort is being presented at ASCO this year. All in all, 42 patients were included in this cohort. The majority of these patients were females. These patients were recruited from all over the world. So one third was from Asia, one third from the US, and one third from Europe. The majority of patients were of younger age, that's to say less than 65 years, and had a very good performance status of 0 or 1. The majority of the patients had had platinum-based chemotherapy. Half the patients had treatment with a PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitor. 20% of the patients had treatment with docetaxel. So the median prior lines of therapy was 2, with a range from 1 to 6. And I think what's equally important is that half the patients had brain metastases at time of enrollment into this study. So these patients were treated with a single infusion of trastuzumab deruxtecan, 5.4 milligrams per kilogram, every 3 weeks. So of those 42 patients, one had a complete remission and 25 had a partial remission. So the overall response rate was 61.9%. 34% of the patients had stable disease as their best response. So the disease control rate was approximately 90%. I think that is a very important finding. the median duration of response at the data cutoff at a median follow-up of 8 months was not reached. Progression-free survival was 14 months. The side effects of treatment were limited. Adverse events that occurred in more than 15% of the patients were mainly gastrointestinal, mild nausea and vomiting, decreased appetite, which were mainly of grade 1 and 2 and were easily manageable by standard antiemetics. Next to that, the most common treatment emergent adverse event was leukocytopenia, which was for a fraction of patients of grade 3 or worse, but the majority was grade 1 and 2. And all in all, I can say that the drug is very well tolerated. The side effect that is of potential interest for this class of drugs is interstitial lung disease. So 5 patients presented with interstitial lung disease during treatment, which was all grade 2, and there were no fatalities associated with interstitial lung disease.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this BGMO OncoTalk. For more BGMO OncoTalks, please visit us at www.bgmo.be. Until next time!